All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell decided to uphold the four-game suspension that he levied on New England Patriots starting quarterback Tom Brady for his alleged role in Deflategate. Now, this was almost to be expected. Now, the NFLPA, which represents all of the players from the NFL, is seeking to take this to federal court, and this is far from over, and it can and will get very nasty. You look at the fact that the National Football League refused to rescind Brady's suspension. Brady, to this point, stands by the fact that he did absolutely nothing wrong. The NFL contends that he did not want to help in the investigation, and also you hear new reports recently coming out that Brady smashed his cell phone. Now, it's an interesting fact because theoretically, if you want to get technical about the legality of it, unless you have the actual documents from law enforcement, you really don't have to turn over your cell phone for an investigation. Now, Brady has that in his corner, but at the same time, you know, the NFL was looking to clear this up as much as they possibly could. Now, there are those out there that will call the quote-unquote neutral investigation by Ted Wells to be a sham. You look at the fact that Ted Wells was the person that led the investigation for the National Football League. He's clearly on their payroll, and in his initial report, all he really stated was that Tom Brady probably knew. He never came out and unequivocally said that Tom Brady had his finger on things. And I think that Roger Goodell is going out there and he's trying to make an example out of Tom Brady because Tom Brady is a star in the NFL. But at the same time, this isn't the first time that Goodell and the NFL have done this where they've disciplined a person without the proper facts. I keep hearkening back to the New Orleans Saints Bounty Gate scandal from a few years ago where the players were suspended and they took it to federal court and it got overturned. Why? Because the National Football League was attempting to suspend them without proper facts. And if you look throughout the history of the NFL, they have not had a good history in federal court when they are fighting battles, whether it be the USFL. Granted, they did lose a case. They only had to give the United States Football League a couple of dollars, whether it was the Oakland Raiders' initial move to Los Angeles back in 1982. You go back to the situation with the players and with the players and the NFL from a few years ago during the lockout. You also go back to the Adrian Peterson situation recently. And the NFL typically has not had a good track record in federal court. Now, there are going to be those people out there that feel that Tom Brady has a long shot in federal court to get this overturned. I think Tom Brady has a puncher's chance because he has the union behind him and he also has his own lawyers as well. It's a situation, again, where the National Football League suspended him without really having the full facts. And it's one of those things that's very tough to prove. Also, this is something that's very unprecedented because it's not like there was a situation before where you had a player that was alleged to quote-unquote tamper with or doctor the footballs and go out there and then, you know what, okay, this is the first time guy, we're going to fine him, we're going to potentially suspend him two games. No, four games in the National Football League is a very long time. Typically, we've also seen the fact where the NFL has rescinded penalties, and that's something else that the NFLPA is going to bring up. You have the fact that you have Dallas Cowboys defensive end Greg Hardy that saw his recent 10-game suspension for domestic violence cut from 10 games to 4 games. You also look at the fact that Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell recently had his 3-game suspension for DUI reduced to 2. But, you know, sometimes Roger Goodell tends to go out there and he tends to go out there and, you know, have a personal vendetta. We saw it before with the Michael Vick situation. Michael Vick spent 2 years in a federal prison only to come back after spending those 2 years in federal prison and have Roger Goodell still suspend him for the first 3 games that he was eligible after that. So that's what the union is going to fight. They're also going to fight the fact that Roger Goodell himself was not a neutral arbiter in this situation. And in the current CBA between the NFL and the Players Association, you know, the players agreed that Goodell has the option to go in there and be a neutral arbiter. And I think it's a great area because Goodell has shown in the past that he cannot be a neutral arbiter. And that is something else that the NFLPA is going to argue over this matter. So it's a very touchy situation. Like I said, this is going to get a lot messier before it gets better for either side. But I really don't see Tom Brady being suspended for 4 games if this goes to federal court. Like I said, it will. So, I mean, a lot of people out there are ready to say that Brady's going to be on the sidelines for the first 4 games of the season for the Pats. I think opening night when the New England Patriots host the Pittsburgh Steelers, Tom Brady is going to be the starting quarterback for that team. So we'll just have to wait and see what goes on. But like I said, this is going to federal court, and we'll see where it goes from here. Folks, that's just going to wrap it up on this 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast, and I want to thank you once again for tuning in. Now, you can check me out this Friday night on blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down all the madness that has gone on between now leading up to the Major League Baseball trading deadline, which is at 4 p.m. this Friday. Also, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. And getting back to Twitter, like I always say, folks, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.